this living hope, the life hope of eternal heaven is something that is eternal, undefiled and incorruptible.
那下面说不会玷污啊，我们看一件衣服穿久了就会变旧，有很多的污秽会旧。
We know that all things, including our clothes, after we wear it for a while, it shall become to fade in color.
包括房子、车子，到最后都会旧、会坏。
Including houses or cars, eventually they will all corrode and become defiled or dirty.
不会衰残，人的荣耀会渐渐褪色。
Like the glory of man, it will fade away one day.
但是主耶稣2000年前面貌山上的荣耀，今天是一样，将来我们在天国看到也是一样。
But the glory of Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago is revealed in the Mount of Transfiguration. Will never fade away and shall always be there even when we meet him in the sky.
将来我们在天国得到的产业，它有太阳这么亮，那是永远不会消失的。
And so one day when we meet him in heaven, we shall shine like the sun. And that has been reserved for us will never fade away.
那这个就是我们人生的集中追求。
And this is the focal point of our entire pursuit in life.
所以彼得说我们在地上是做客旅的。
That is why Peter describes our life on this world as a sojourner.
因为我们的家是在天上。
Because our home is not here but in heaven above.
我们的父是在天上。
For our heavenly Father is also in heaven above.
所以我们是短暂的，人生最后是要回到父那里去。
So we need to recognize that this life here is only temporary and is passing away.
这个叫做生命的事。
And for these are the things that pertain to life.
那敬虔呢？
And what are the things that pertain to godliness?
这个生命是神的恩典白白给我们。
We know this life has been given to us freely, unconditionally.
那敬虔是我们对神的追求。
But godliness is something that we strive in response to God's grace.
那到最后我们有神的本性。
So in our pursuit of holiness, we will eventually attain the godliness of God.
圣经里面说，那个罗马书12章，我们来看罗马书12章。
In Romans chapter 12, it states.
12章的第二节。
In Romans 12, verse 2, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
如果看英文，conform, transform，conform就不要效法这个世界。
We see the two key terms, conformed and transformed. We shall not be conformed to this world.
那不要效法世界，效法什么？ 要效法神。
And so if we're not to be conformed to this world, then we should conform to the image of Christ.
再翻回来中文，就是要被神同化了，到最后像神了。
We shall be transformed by the image of Christ so that we reflect the image of Christ.
那这个过程叫做更新变化。
Imitation of Christ is the process of transformation.
那这就是我们要确定得到那个 永远宝贵的生命，我们人的本分。
And this is how we can secure our eternal hope of that inheritance in heaven.
如果我们有活泼的盼望，但是我们没有敬虔，还是得不到的。
Today, if we have only the living hope but do not have godliness, then we do not have the substance of what we hope for.
要得到那个恩典，就是在敬虔上要不断的操练我们自己。
In order to obtain that living hope, the ultimate hope, we need to continue to strive to pursue to have that godliness.
所以到最后，我们所做的一切，跟神的旨意一样。
So that we may be transformed, that eventually we shall be alike, aligned with God's will and God's likeness.
我们的本性跟神的本性越来越接近。
And that our nature shall become more and more like the nature of God.
那我们的生活跟神的标准，就是神的话，越来越靠近。
And the way we conduct our lives are more and more in accordance with the standard of God.
然后这样我们叫做敬虔的人。
And so we become what is called people who lead lives of godliness.
所以不是说受洗起来我就变成很敬虔。
And so it is not that once we are baptized, we become a godly man.
是不断要去认识神，然后自我调整。
But we need to continue to pursue to know God, so we continue to adjust and correct ourselves, conform to His image.
不断要去追求神性，用神性来 改变我们的罪性。
We need to continue to pursue and imitate the godly nature of God so that we can change our sinful nature.
那这样我们在敬虔上就越来越完全。
Then we shall continue to be trained in godliness so that we can be more and more perfect like He is perfect.
所以在彼得后书第一章就提到我们这样追求有几个好处。
And that is why in 2 Peter it says if we continue to strive and pursue holiness in this way, there are several benefits.
我们看11节，请读。彼得后书一章十一节。
Second Peter chapter 1 verse 11 says, "For so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ."
这里说要丰丰富富来进入神永远的国。
Here it says that we shall be abundantly supplied with an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
大部分的人都把今世的富足看作一种恩典。
Most people consider the riches of this world as the grace of God.
但是今世的富足其实带给我们很多的忧虑。
Actually, the riches of this world brings us a lot of anxieties and worries.
那神给我们的富足是没有忧虑的。
But the richness that is found in Christ does not bring us and add any sorrows or worries.
生命的丰盛，这个没有忧虑的。
For the abundance of life carries no sorrows with it.
智慧的充足，这个没有忧虑的。
And for the abundance of wisdom, there is no worries or sorrows with it.
这个地方说要丰丰富富进天国。
And here it says you shall be supplied abundantly to enter.
这个天国的富足这是没有忧虑的。
Everlasting kingdom of God, and this is a richness that it has no sorrows added to it.
价值永远长存，它没有负面的影响。
And so the value is priceless and eternal. There is no negative side to these riches in Christ.
所以如果我们很认真在追求世界上的丰盛，更值得追求是那看不见属灵天上的富足。
And what is more valuable, far more valuable than pursuing the riches of this world, is to pursue the spiritual riches that can be found in Christ.
所以敬虔操练有今生的好处，也有来世的好处。
And therefore, training godliness has benefits not just for this life, but especially for the life to come.
来世的好处就是可以进天国，然后非常神的面前非常荣耀。
And the eternal benefits is to be able to be supplied an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of God to enjoy that eternal glory.
那如果我们敬虔一直进步对我们今生有什么好处呢？
And however, if we continue to be trained in godliness, what present benefits does it bring to us in this age?
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble.
如果这样一直追求就不会失脚了，就是不会跌倒了。
If we continue to be diligent, then we shall never stumble.
那我们会在神的恩召拣选上坚定不移。
And we shall make our call and our election sure in the presence of God.
就在神面前站在他的恩典里面非常稳定了，不会倒下去。
Therefore, we are very firm and stable as we stand in the grace of the presence of God.
所以可见如果我们有人生有这个丰那活泼的盼望，但是如果敬虔没有进步有时候倒下去了。
And therefore,
就盼望就消失了。
Today, if we are unbalanced, that we may have a living hope, yet we do not have the substance in training and godliness, then we have fallen.
因为我们都是照神的旨意，我们也照神的话，那我们也有神的性充满，就不会倒了。
On the other hand, if we have the nature of Christ, we follow the will of God, we obey His commands, then we shall be very firm and stable in our roots.
那会倒就是我们的生活离开神的话越来越远。
And therefore we shall not risk stumbling. And the reason that we stumble is when we start to depart away from God further and further away.
那离开神的话越来越远就是离开神的爱越来越远。
And the more we draw ourselves further away from God's love, the further that we are from Him.
所以不是神没有办法帮助我们，是我们越来越远。
So it is not that God's arms are too short to save us, but that we have drawn ourselves far away from Him.
那如果我们没有被神性充满，那个罪性就要控制我们。
And if we are not filled with the godliness of Christ, then a sinful nature shall start to store up within ourselves.
那我们就要在情欲上败坏，在第四节，从情欲来的败坏。
Then we shall then become partakers of the corruption and the lustfulness of the flesh.
罪性就会败坏我们。
And the sinful nature shall corrupt us.
那我们在天国路就倒下去了。
And then we shall stumble on this journey to heaven.
所以我们在属灵上一直追求，我们就盼望越来越活泼。
That is why if we continue to pursue for a life of godliness, then our living hope shall be more and more sure and secure in Christ.
好像走旷野路虽然很困难，但是一天一天越来越靠近目标。
And so it may seem so difficult to walk in a journey in the wilderness, but every day that we continue to strive to follow Him bring us closer and closer to the living hope.
这是第二个好处。
And this is the second benefit.
我们再看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
彼得后书第一章第八节。
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, you'll be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
这个地方说，我们就不至于闲懒不结果子。把讲回来就是说，我们在生活会有很多果子。
And in other words, if we continue to strive for godliness, we shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果我们在敬虔上一直追求，在生活上会有很多的改变。
The more that we are trained in the practice of godliness, the more we will change and transform our life.
就是我们变成一个越来越好的人。
We will change continually to a better and better good person.
好像越来越像主耶稣。
One that is more and more like the image of Christ.
越来越能够荣耀神造就人。
And more and more can we reflect the glory of Christ and to edify others around us.
我们的存在会给别人得到很大的好处。
And our existence brings much precious value to the others around us.
也就是我们是一个有用的人。
For we become a useful person.
我们在教会里面，在我们家庭里面，都会给人得到好处。我们是有用的人。
Whether at church or in a home, we shall bring benefit to everyone around us.
所以这个就是敬虔操练所带给我们的好处。
And this is what training godliness will bring to us in benefits.
那在哥林多后书里面又提到。那如果我们不敬虔又怎么办？
In 2 Corinthians it says that if we are not trained in godliness, what will happen?
我们现在看哥林多后书第二章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 2.
哥林多后书第二章。
2 Corinthians chapter 2.
第五节。
Verse 5, but if anyone has caused grief, he has not grieved me, but all of you to some extent, not to be too severe.
哥林多后书二章五节，这里在讲挪亚的时代。对不起，彼得后书彼得后书二章五节。
Okay. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 5, here speaks of the generation Noah.
这里特别说洪水临到那不敬虔的时代。
Here's particularly mentions the flood came on the world of the ungodly.
但是保护传义道的挪亚一家人。
Yet Noah's one of eight people, preacher righteousness was preserved.
所以可见活在同一个世代在神看起来他们却不一样。
Therefore, people may exist in the same generation, yet in God's sight, these are two distinct different groups.
挪亚在神看起来他是一个很敬虔的人。
In God's sight, Noah was a man of righteousness.
他明白神的旨意。
He understood the will of God clearly.
他把神的旨意当一回事。
He valued what God thought was important.
他很认真照神的旨意叫他做的去做。
He was very diligent in obeying the commands of God.
就是造方舟传警告。
Which is to build an ark and to preach the gospel of salvation.
这个就是敬虔的特色。
And that is the characteristics of godliness.
那挪亚那个世代的人呢？
And what about the people of Noah's generation?
其实也是， 蒙神祝福的时代。
They too were blessed by God during their generation.
以世界的标准来讲，这是蒙神祝福的。
According to the world's standard and values, they were blessed in many ways.
我们可以看马太二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew 24.
三十七节。
Verse
37. 还有三十八节。
37-38. But as the days of Noah were, so also will be the coming of the Son of Man be. 38. For as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving marriage, until the day that Noah entered the ark.
39.
Verse 39. Did not know until the flood came, took them all away. So all will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这个地方说，那个时代人照常吃喝嫁娶。
Here is records that the people of that generation continue to eat, drink, marry, and give in marriage.
可见说他们生活过得很快乐了。
We can see that they live days that were happy and fulfilled.
吃喝就是神给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And for them to be able to eat and drink, they were satisfied in their souls.
但是嫁娶呢，就是享受快乐的家庭生活。
Marrying, giving marriage refers to a blessed life in their families.
所以是活在神的恩典里面。
And so they continue to survive under the grace of God.
但是那个方舟没有办法救到他们。
But unfortunately, the ark could not save them.
因为他们不敬虔。
For they were unrighteous before God.
就在他心里面根本就没有神。
In their hearts, there was no God.
也不会尊重神。
They did not respect God, honor God.
也不会想神要神的旨意是什么。
They never considered what was the will of God.
他只是想怎么生活快乐一点，这样而已。
What would be the will of God in their lives? They only considered what would make them happier and enjoyable in their lives.
这个完全就是现在这世代的翻版。
And this is exactly the reflection of the world that we face today.
人天天想的就是吃喝嫁娶，怎么活着更快乐。
Every day, people are just considering how can I pursue a more rich and enjoyable, pleasurable life today.
不把神第二次降临那这些事情放在心里。
And they do not even think about the second coming Christ.
这是不敬虔的世代。
For this is a irreverent generation.
所以不是神不救这个世代。
So it is not that God does not want to save this generation.
是这个世代对神缺乏敬虔。
It is because this generation fails to acknowledge and revere God.
所以敬虔这个字在圣经出现不多次。
Now this word godliness does not appear many times in this Bible.
但是在彼得前后书最少出现七次以上。
But it appears at least seven times in 1 and 2 Peter.
所以可见一个人要有这个活泼的盼望一定离不开敬虔。
And therefore, for a person to really secure living hope, he must be, cannot depart from godliness.
离开敬虔就没有希望。
Apart from godliness, there shall be no living hope.
跟神的本性、跟神的旨意、跟神的话不一样，就没有希望。
When they are living lives that are contradictory to the nature of God, the will of God, commands of God, then they shall not secure in their living hope.
那我们现在再来回来看第二个例子。
Let's look at the second example.
彼得后书的第二章。
Second Peter chapter 2.
第六节。
Verse 6. And turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemn them to destruction, making them an example to those who afterward will live ungodly.
这个地方就在讲索多玛、俄摩拉。
Here speaks of the second case of Sodom and Gomorrah.
当罗德选择迦南这个索多玛的那一块地的时候，圣经说看起来好像伊甸园。
When Lot chose the plains of Sodom and Gomorrah, the Bible describes as the land was well watered like the gardens of Eden.
可见说那一定是非常好，看起来非常令人羡慕。
And so it must have been very beautiful and luxurious places in Sodom and Gomorrah.
但是这两个城后来就被焚烧。
But eventually, the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed by God.
所以第六节说。做后来世代不敬虔人的鉴戒
making them an example to those who afterward would live ungodly lives.
可见这个索多玛那个地方人也活得很快乐。
So we can surmise that Sodom and Gomorrah residents live very happy and joyful lives.
只是他的心里面根本就没有神。
The problem was in their hearts there was no God.
他只是想怎么活得快乐这样而已。
They only live to please themselves.
所以当这个整个城被毁灭的时候，却有一家人得救。
And when all these cities were destroyed, there was only one family that was spared.
就是第七节。
And it was verse 7.
说常常为恶人引行忧伤的义人罗德。
And delivered righteous Lot, who was oppressed by the filthy conduct of the wicked.
所以罗德虽然软弱，他一直搬家搬到索多玛旁边。
And Lot chose to move his family closer and closer to the wicked cities of Sodom and Gomorrah.
很靠近那个不敬虔的那一群人。
He was very close to those who were ungodly.
但是他不敢跟他们过相同的生活。
And he was tormented in his righteous soul, and he did not live the same type of unrighteous lives as they did.
那他看这一群人生活，他能够改变什么？他也没有办法改变什么。
And when he saw the lives of these people, he could not change them because there's nothing that he was powerless to help.
但是他说。为恶人行淫忧伤的义人。
But here it states that he was tormented in his righteous soul.
可见这罗德他没有被同化。
And we can see therefore that Lot was not conformed to these people.
从他的心就知道了，他为他们忧伤。
We can see it from his soul that he was tormented and sorrowful by seeing all these and hearing all these lawless deeds.
那第八节最后说他的义心天天伤痛。
And this says that he was tormented every single day.
所以可见他的这个心就是他的良心也是义心天天过得很难过。
Tormented in his righteous soul were his conscience. You can say that he was in very much sorrowed and hurt in his conscience, seeing how these the wicked people lived.
所以可见我们活在这个时代社会的演变、文化的演变，我们真的没有办法改变。
We can stand by and watch how the society today continues to be corrupted. Again, we stand helpless to help with the trends of this world.
但是如果我们是敬虔的人。
But today, if we are godly people,
我们的义心会伤痛。
Then our righteous soul shall be tormented.
然后我们当然就不会被他们同化，因为我们心里很伤痛怎么会同化呢？
In this way, we shall not be conformed to the ways of the world. Why will we not be conformed? Because we are in torment and sorrowful over their wicked deeds.
同化是从心里开始啊，你不会伤痛，你觉得这样快乐，这样很好，这样没有关系，那就一直去了。
If we are not tormented and we agree with what they do and we think it's very fun, very acceptable, then we will end up being conformed to their ways of the world.
好，我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9. Then the Lord knows how to deliver the godly out of temptations and to reserve the unjust under punishment for the day of judgment.
所以主知道搭救敬虔人脱离试探，那不义的人就留在刑罚之下。所以在神要毁灭索多玛的时候
So when the Lord was about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah
圣经说神纪念亚伯拉罕
The Bible states that the Lord remembered Abraham
当然亚伯拉罕的祷告也是很重要的
For you know that the prayers of Abraham was critical
亚伯拉罕为着索多玛城向神求了好多次
For the sake of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham interceded to the Lord many times.
从五十个义人一直降到如果有五个呢
He kept pleading for their lives from 50 righteous to if there were only 5 righteous people.
可见整个城都找不到这样的人那毁灭就注定了。
But ended up the cities were destroyed anyway because the Lord could not find even 5 righteous people in the cities.
但是神纪念他的祷告所以在毁灭之前就把他拆天使把他拉出来。
But God remembered Abraham's prayer, and so he delivered those who were still godly in his sight.
所以有时候我们活在这个世代我们家里面比较软弱的人不断为他祷告。
And so today, when we live in this world, we need to continue to pray and intercede for the weak members of our family.
神会保守他们，神会拯救他们。
For the Lord shall help keep them safe and preserve them.
所以他本身的一心伤痛，再加上亚伯兰祷告，所以在被毁灭的时候，他被救出来。
And so we see how he was tormented in his soul for them, sorrowing over them, and also the intercession of Abraham was able to help preserve his family from destruction.
因此要得到生命，必须我们人在敬虔上要操练。
Therefore, in order to receive life, we need to be trained in godliness.
那到彼得后书第三章，现在就讲到未来的。
And then in 2 Peter chapter 3, it talks about the life that is to come.
第二章是讲历史上的发生的事实。
2 Peter chapter 2 is talking about the historical accounts of examples.
告诉我们，我们的神会怎样做事情。
Showing by example how God will deal with people who are corrupt.
这个人没有改变。
And so these ways of God will never change.
那第三章就是在讲那还没有到的。
And chapter 3 refers to the things that have not yet happened.
那我们要怎么来准备？
And how we shall prepare for that coming age.
我们看彼得后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 7.But the heavens and the earth, which are now preserved by the same word, are reserved for fire until the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men.
天地凭着那命存留，到不敬虔的人受审判遭沉沦的日子，用火焚烧。这个是讲将来主要用火来毁灭这个世界。
This is referring to the one day when God shall use fire.To destroy this world.
这个在2000年前，他们就一直盼望到现在都还没有实现。
This is the promise of the Lord since 2000 years ago that the godly saints have been awaiting and expecting all this time.
等了太久没有实现，所以有人就讥诮，第三章的第四节。
In chapter 3, verse 4, many people were awaiting this promise but did not see its fulfillment, so they became
第三节，讥诮说：“主降临的应许在哪里呢？”
And verse 3 saying, scoffers came, asking, "Where's the promise of his coming?"
所以他把这个神降临的这个应许就把它当笑话了。
And so they scoffed at the promise of the Lord's second coming.
那你一直讲到现在，那不是笑话吗？从来没有实现。
So if you have this promise, yet it never was fulfilled, so this is.Becoming a joke in these people's sight.
那这是人在看事情。
This is merely humans viewing the events of this world.
那神在看事情又不是这样。
But from the perspective of God, it's completely different.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any shall perish, but that all shall come to repentance.
神的心是不愿意有一个人沉沦，乃愿人人都悔改。这是神的怜悯。
So this is the mercy of God, that he's not slack, but he's long-suffering toward us, that all shall repent.
那因为神有这样怜悯的心所以他就一直宽容。所以这是宽容而不是单言。
Because of his mercy, he has this long suffering extended toward us. It is not because he has been delayed in his coming.
其实公义的神他的愤怒越多越高。
For the righteous God, the longer he waits, actually, the more his wrath is accumulated toward mankind.
但是他希望人能够回头悔改能够得救所以他一直宽容。
But continues to hope that mankind will repent, and so he continues to suffer long, impatiently endure, waiting for the day for us to repent and turn to him.
他就要像贼来到。
But one day, when he has had enough, he shall come like a thief in the middle of night.
第十节，有形质要被烈火消化。
And at that point in time, verse 4, it says, all things shall be burned.
我们现在最觉得宝贵、最认真在追求，全部都要烧掉。
Everything we consider that is valuable, precious, shall be melted at that moment.
那如果这个是真的，
And this is true.
那我们要怎么生活？
Then how shall we conduct our lives today?
好，我们看十一节。
Let's look at verse 11. Then since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
如果那一天要像火一样来到，那我们做人应该怎么敬虔，怎么圣洁，这样来仰望神的日子。
We know that if that day shall surely come when fire shall dissolve everything in this world, then what manner of persons and how shall we conduct our lives today? And so if we continue to be trained in godliness and holy conduct, then when heaven and earth is destroyed by fire,
13节,
verse 13,
我们要照神的应许, 盼望有先天新地有意居住在其中。
We will continue according to His promise to look for new heavens and new earth in which righteousness dwells.
所以可见，敬虔上在操练我们那个永远活泼的生命，我们就有把握。
And therefore, training godliness is a secret and key to securing our living hope.
但是如果我们敬虔上没有了，
However, if we lack and lost this godliness,
主耶稣来那一天就变成非常可怕。
Then the day when Lord Jesus comes will be a great and dreadful day.
所以我们信耶稣有活泼生命的盼望。
And therefore, for us who believe in Jesus Christ, yes, we have a living hope.
但是我们的本分要在敬虔上一直在进步。
But we have our responsibility to make our election sure.
那个盼望就是我们的。
So that the living hope shall be secured for us.
那唱诗。
Let's sing him.
232.
232.